Our gospel gives us a real vivid image of Jesus cleansing the temple. And from time to time when reading it, I've often just kind of closed my eyes and put myself in that scene. Maybe I've just walked into the temple and went to my little normal place of prayer. And sitting there and being in a time of prayer, and all of a sudden, I hear this commotion. And just like any of us, we turn and see what's going on. And there Jesus is. He's forcing out the sheep and the oxen. He's turning over the tables and demanding that they all leave because the temple is a place of prayer, the home of God. And so I look at him and I just see in Jesus this zeal, this passion for the temple, a passion, though, that comes from love. A love that wants to put the temple in its prominent place, that is the house of God, the place of prayer. And so I just look at Jesus and seeing all of this in him, he turns and looks at me and he simply says, "You're next," with a smile upon his face. "I'm going to cleanse your temple. I have a zeal for you, a burning love to enter into you now and to make right what is meant to be your heart, your soul, your mind, your body. Because my Father, myself, and the Holy Spirit, we want to dwell in you." See, this is the passion of Jesus. This is his zeal. This is his love that he has, not just for me, but for each of us. As if he turns and says, "You are next because I want to cleanse you. I want to make you the way I've always intended to be, the home of the Most Holy Trinity." And so we should invite Jesus in. That when he turns with that passion and we see that passion is for us, his zeal, his love for us, that it should be as if we open up our heart to say, "Come in, Lord. Turn over the tables. Drive out whatever does not belong. Whatever goes against your commandments," as we heard in the first reading. "If I have put things before you, my job, money, possessions, if I've not given you the time that you deserve in prayer because of my being preoccupied with other things, TV, social media, then I ask you, drive that out of my heart. Make me that temple you want me to be. So that then I may always respect and honor your name. For you are the one true God. And with gratitude, I will come to worship you every Sunday. Because I will come to receive you, that you may be present in the temple of my body." You see, Jesus has this passion a zeal, a love that is on fire to make us into a perfect temple of his dwelling place. He wants the commandments lived out in us so that when we experience his love, then there comes the love of our parents, the love of our neighbor, where we begin to rid ourselves of any sin against another person, where we will not only stop killing the body, but also stop ridiculing, slandering another person's good name, where we will respect and honor the body of other people and no longer look at them as an object for our own pleasure, where we will seek to respect the possessions of another person and always give them the truth of God. And my brothers and sisters, all of this flows from Jesus just turning and looking at you with a love, with a zeal, with a passion that simply says, I want to come and cleanse you next. I want to make you the way you were meant to be from the very beginning. The dwelling, the home of Almighty God. May we experience Jesus wanting to come into our hearts in this way. And as we approach him in this Eucharist, may we ask him then, when we do receive him into the temple of our bodies, to cleanse us of any sin that has gone against the commandments, so that we may be a worthy dwelling place for him and may grow in his love. Praise be Jesus Christ through his mother Mary, now and forever. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us.